Because after 35 years, 37 years even, everybody, it's coming to an end. Neighbours, this Friday, Channel 5, Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue will be back as Scott and Charlene and many other cast members from the past, taking one final walk down Ramsay Street. How do you end a soap opera? I couldn't imagine. The BBC's Pete Allison has been looking back.
Oh, I hate goodbyes.
Right to it.
Let go of that tango bottom, mate.
Some of the others couldn't make it.
That's all right. I said goodbye to them earlier. I'm going to miss you so much.
See you, Space Cadet. I love you.
And Charlene will say goodbye again. Kylie and Jason have filmed scenes. Neighbours' bosses say the soap couldn't say goodbye without them. But how do you end years and years of storyline in one episode? Brookside ended after 21 years in 2003.
Stop! There's something I forgot to do.
Are you okay, Jim?
Something naughty Molly said.
Jimmy, what is it?
And what was it Jimmy Corkill had forgotten to do before leaving Brookside Close? Draw a D on a road sign in red marker pen. Brookside closed. Before winking down the camera as he stood outside a massive mansion as the end of an era appeared on screen. Dallas didn't even give fans a clear ending. The iconic J.R. Ewing, encouraged by a ghostly Adam to shoot himself.
That's right. Just one shot. That's all it will take.
It ended with another character, Bobby, finding something in the room where the gunshot was fired. But viewers didn't see what. Crossroads had two goodbyes. 1988, Jill drives off to open a little hotel in the West with her lover.
What do you call it?
What do you want to call it?
I always thought Crossroads was an awfully good name.
And that's the name of the show. See what they did there? Crossroads was revived in 2001. It said goodbye again 2 years later and opted for an it was all a dream ending. Supermarket worker Angela had dreamt 2 years of soap plot in a single daydream because she was such a big fan of the original Crossroads. Does that make sense? No, it definitely doesn't. So, however Neighbours bosses choose to end things, we know there's Kylie, we know there's Jason, and we know there'll be fans all over the world saying goodbye to Ramsay Street.
For one another, that's when good neighbours become good friends. That's when good neighbours become.
Oh, final episode this Friday. It's going to be great to see Jason and Kylie back, though, isn't it? But how is it going to end, I wonder? Let's chat to a Neighbours superfan now, Jamie from Felixstowe. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You love Neighbours. What is it about Neighbours that you love so much that really drew you in?
I think it's just pure escapism, you know. We've got the British soaps and nine times out of ten they're doom and gloom. Neighbours isn't, you know. Somebody might have three bad episodes and the fourth episode they're back smiling again. You know, it's just joyful, isn't it, sometimes?
It's that Australian sunshine.
It is, a bit of escapism from the normal world, you know. Just put Neighbours on and everything. Right in the world again.
How are you feeling about Friday then, watching that last episode? Do you think you'll shed a tear?
I've been crying every episode I've been watching the last 5 or 6 weeks. Building it up. I think I'm going to be an emotional wreck come Friday.
There's lots of lots of old faces returning, certainly this week. It'll be nice to see them back together, won't it?
Oh, it will, yeah. With the Kylie, Jason, Guy Pearce is popping back in. And I've heard over the weekend that Margot Robbie's done a scene. And, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, these people, they got their big break on Neighbours. And they've never forgotten it, which is nice, really.
Mm, and there's lots of people that have passed on. There's the actress who played Mrs. Mangle. Bouncer the dog, of course.
Of course, yeah. When Bouncer got married, people mock that episode, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I remember. Do you know what, Jamie? I forgot about that. Bouncer the dog. There was an episode where the dog got married. Was it? Was that like a dream sequence?
A little dream sequence for the dog, and, you know, he got married, he had his bow tie on. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's going to be really sad, but do you know what? I have this feeling that it's going to pop up on one of these digital channels, the whole series, every single episode is going to be available to stream.
I hope so. I've got actually the first 2 years of Neighbours at home in my collection. I'd like the rest of it, actually, to be honest.
You are a super fan. Have you been watching it since the start?
Yes, I watched it, well, more or less from the start, not quite the start, but I think over the 37 years, I've probably watched 31, 32 years of it.
My goodness. What was the golden time for you? Was it when Jason and Kylie were in it?
I've got, yeah, everyone leans to that period of Kylie and Jason, but I mean, some of the more up-to-date stuff has been fantastic. You know, some of the storylines of, you know, they had first transgender girl, you know, and it was brilliant, you know, and it's sort of educational as well as there's been speech. So yeah, the Kylie and Jason era is the golden era, but even, like I say, some of the more modern stuff, some of the actors and actresses they've got in nowadays, they'll be stars like Margot Robbie was.
Is it a travesty that Home and Away survived and Neighbours has been put to bed?
I don't see it like that. You know, it's choices, isn't it? You know, I don't watch Home and Away, so if I had to lose one, I'd like Home and Away. But it's not fair on the people who work for Home and Away, is it, really? You know, just because my soap has gone doesn't mean that I want another one to go, but it's just luck of the draw, I suppose.
What a nice guy you are, Jamie. Listen, I'm sure you'll enjoy the last couple of days of Neighbours. Friday's the last episode. And I'm gonna bid you farewell now, and I'm not being rude. This is paying homage to Neighbours. Jamie, Jaime, wreck off.